under a crescent moon, where the first raindrops tap gently on the rooftop and the animals settle in for the night. It's time for a story.
Baba, you're all wet.
Assalamu alaikum, Habibi. The rain caught me. Come here.
Wa alaikum assalam. Baba, can I tell you something?
Of course. Tell me about your day.
I went outside to play today. I knocked on Ahmad's door and his mom said he was busy. Then I went to Zaid's house and he said he didn't want to play. Then I asked Bilal and he just said no and closed the door.
That doesn't sound like a very good afternoon.
I asked everyone, Baba. Nobody wanted to play with me. I just sat on the front step by myself. Maybe I should just stop trying. Maybe they just don't like me.
Come sit with me, Habibi. You know, there was once a prophet of Allah who kept trying, kept calling people, kept knocking on doors for a very, very long time. And they said no, again and again and again.
How long did he keep trying?
950 years.
950?
His name was Nuh, alayhi salam. And tonight, I'm going to tell you his story.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Long, long ago, there lived a people who had forgotten about Allah. Once, their grandfathers and great-grandfathers had been good people, but over time, they forgot. They carved statues and gave them names, Wad and Suwa and Ya'uk, and they bowed down to them instead of Allah. So Allah sent them a messenger, a kind, patient man named Nuh. Nuh came to his people as a plain warner. He called them to worship Allah alone, reminding them they had no other God but Him. He warned them of the punishment of a painful day if they did not turn back. But the rich and powerful men of the city looked at Nuh and laughed. But Nuh did not give up. He called them in the morning and in the evening. He spoke to them loudly in the marketplace and softly in their homes. He pointed to the sky and pleaded with them to ask Allah for forgiveness. He promised them that the ever-forgiving would send rain from the sky, give them wealth and children, gardens and rivers. But whenever Nuh called to them, they pushed their fingers into their ears. They pulled their clothes over their heads. They refused to listen. Year after year, Nuh called. Decade after decade. Century after century. 950 years, the Quran tells us. And every new generation was taught by their parents. Do not listen to Nuh.
Can you imagine that, Yusuf? Trying every single day, for longer than anyone has ever lived, and hearing the same answer.
But that's so long, Baba. Didn't he want to quit?
He was tired, Habibi. He was sad. But Alhamdulillah, he never quit, because Allah had given him a job to do, and he trusted Allah.
Finally, Allah told Nuh, "None of your people will believe, except those who have already believed." And Nuh, heartbroken and exhausted, made a prayer that the Quran records, "My Lord, do not leave of the unbelievers a single dweller on earth. If you leave them, they will mislead your servants and will breed only wicked unbelievers." And Allah answered Nuh's prayer. He commanded him to do something no one had ever done before. Build a ship
A great ship, an ark, right there in the middle of the dry land, far, far away from any sea. Day after day, New cut the wood and shaped the planks. And every time the chiefs of his people walked past, they laughed at him. The Quran tells us that Nu answered them calmly, "If you ridicule us, we will ridicule you just as you ridicule. You will surely know upon whom will come a torment that will abase him." Then the day came. The sign Allah had promised appeared. The oven in Nu's own house, a simple clay oven, began to overflow with water, bubbling up from the ground like a fountain. Allah commanded Nu, "Load the ship, take two of every kind, a male and a female, and take your family and the believers." Nu called the animals, and they came, pairs of birds, beasts, and creeping things, all climbing aboard the great ark. And the Quran tells us that Nu commanded, "Embark in it. In the name of Allah shall be its sailing and its anchorage. My Lord is indeed forgiving and merciful." But not everyone came aboard. Nu's own wife refused. She did not believe. And Nu's son, a young man who had secretly turned away from his father's message, he stood apart, watching. As the water began to rise and the rain poured down, Nu saw his son standing on the shore, and the Quran tells us he cried out to him, "O my son, embark with us, and do not be with the disbelievers." And the Quran records Nu's anguished warning, "There is no protection from Allah's decree today, except for him on whom he has mercy." And the wave came between them, and the sun was among the drowned.
That's so sad, Baba.
It is, Habibi. It's one of the saddest parts in all of the Quran. But keep listening. Allah takes care of those who trust him.
The Quran says the ark sailed with them amid waves like mountains. The sky poured down water without end. Springs burst from every crack in the earth. The seas swallowed the land. Everything, every city, every hill, every tree disappeared beneath the water. And inside the ark, Nu and the believers held on. The animals huddled together. The wind howled. The rain hammered. But the ark, built by Nu's hands under Allah's command, held firm.
It must have been so hard for Nu, Yusuf. He had saved everyone he could, but his own son had chosen not to come.
That's really sad, Baba.
It is, but the story isn't over yet.
And then Allah spoke. The Quran tells us, "O earth, swallow your waters, and O heaven, clear up." And the water was made to subside, and the sky cleared. And the ark came gently, gently to rest upon a mountain called Al-Judi. When Nu stepped onto solid ground, the first thing he did was fall to his knees and thank Allah. But his heart was still heavy for his son. The Quran records his grief-stricken cry, "O my Lord, my son is of my family, and your promise is true, and you are the wisest of the wise." And Allah said, "O Nu, he is not of your family. It is an unrighteous deed. So do not ask me about something you know nothing about." And Nu understood. Being family is not just about blood. It is about faith and truth and the choices you make. And the Quran tells us that Nu bowed his head and said, "O my Lord, I seek refuge with you from asking you about what I have no knowledge of. Unless you forgive me and have mercy on me, I will be one of the losers." And Allah said, "O Nu, disembark with peace from us and with blessings upon you." And Nu and the believers began their new life on a clean, quiet earth, washed by the rain, fresh and new.
Baba, Nu tried for 950 years, and they still said no?
Most of them, but some believed. Alhamdulillah, those few were enough. Allah didn't ask Nu to make everyone believe. He asked Nu to keep trying, to never give up.
Like me today, with Ahmad and Zaid and Bilal?
You know what, Habibi? You tried 3 doors today. Nu tried thousands of doors for 950 years. You think he felt like quitting sometimes?
Probably a lot.
But he kept going. Because being kind and calling people to what is good, that is never a waste. Even if no one listens today, you did your part. And Allah sees that. And besides, maybe tomorrow Ahmad will say yes. Maybe Zaid will come knocking on your door. You never know. But you have to keep trying.
Baba?
Yes, Habibi?
I'm going to knock on Ahmad's door again tomorrow.
Masha Allah, that's my boy.
And Baba, can you tell me another story tomorrow night?
Insha'Allah. Every night, Habibi. Every night. Bismillah. Sleep well, little one.
And so ends tonight's story from Under a Crescent Moon. Remember, when people say no, when they close the door, when they turn away, keep knocking. Keep being kind. Allah never wastes the effort of those who try. New stories are available every Friday. Until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The story of Prophet Nu and the Great Flood is told throughout the Holy Quran. In Surah Nu, Surah Hud, Surah Al-Mu'minun, and Surah Al-Qamar. The beautiful details of Nu's patience and the building of the Ark come to us from the stories of the Prophets by Imam Ibn Kathir. And the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spoke of Nu's witness on the day of resurrection, as recorded by Imam al-Bukhari. Translations of Quranic verses used in this episode graciously provided by Clear Quran, with permission from Talal-i-Thani.